President Trump has a big decision to make. Will he take America into war or pursue diplomacy? His entire legacy may hinge on this moment, on this one decision. But what will determine his choice? What will influence how he acts? So let me share with you an incredible idea from Rav Schwab. And this gives us a deeper understanding into how world events unfold. So we all know the famous pasuk in Mishlei, Lev Malachim Besarim Biyad Hashem. The hearts of kings and rulers are in the hands of Hashem. What does this mean exactly? So Rav Schwab explains it as follows. Every human being has Bechira Chavshis. That is a foundational principle of Torah. Without free will, there can be no reward or punishment. However, when it comes to Malachim, when it comes to kings and presidents and world leaders, over there it's different. Since their decision can impact millions of people, Hashem removes their free will and instead, He uses them as a conduit to execute His will in the world. We think the president leads the world, but that is a misnomer. Hashem does. He simply uses the office of the president and his policies and the person as a tool. Paradoxically, a king or a president actually has less freedom of choice than the average person. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, while everyone bows down 4 times during Shemoneh Esrei, a king bows once and he doesn't rise until he finishes Shemoneh Esrei. Why? To show how completely subjugated he is to the will of Hashem. In Megillas Esther, there's a famous remez. While Melech in the Megillah literally refers to Achashverosh, Bachazal tell us that every time the word HaMelech appears in the Megillah, it alludes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rav Schwab, how can the same word Melech refer to both HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a Rasha like Achashverosh, whom Chazal say was a Rasha mitchilasei v'atzoifei, wicked from beginning to end? Says Rav Schwab, it's not a dual interpretation. It's one reality. When the Megillah says HaMelech, it simultaneously refers to Achashverosh's physical action and to Hashem's intention behind that action. The Melech on earth is just a channel, a conduit. Hashem's will is embedded within the king, and he pulls all of the strings behind the scenes. You may see Achashverosh acting and speaking and deciding, but it's Hashem working through him. So when we hear that President Trump decided to go to war, or that he chose to arm Israel, or that he reversed course from the earlier decision, what we are really seeing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu maneuvering the world, using the president as his tool. Often we wonder, why campaign promises go unfulfilled? And the answer is simple. Once a leader enters office, he's no longer in control. He's just a medium through which Hashem governs the world. We say in Rosh Hashanah davening, Hamamlech Melachim Veloy Hamlucha. Hashem appoints the kings and the leaders, however, Veloy Hamlucha, but he retains all of the power. The so-called leader of the world is just a facade, a mask that Hashem uses to carry out His will. Look at the senator from Pennsylvania, John Fetterman. He began as a liberal progressive, and today he stands as one of Israel's strongest defenders in the Senate. How does that happen? Because it's not about the man. It's about the master of the world who guides him. Sometimes we look at the candidates running for office, and we wonder, we scratch our heads. Out of 350 million people in the United States, these are the best candidates we've got? So let me explain it with a fascinating story brought down in the Gemara Masechtas Menachos. B'shasha ala Moshe Lamarim. When Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to Shemayim to receive the Torah, he found that Hashem was sitting and tying crowns onto the letters of the Torah. And Moshe asked Rabbeinu Shalom, Mi ma'akav ayadcha? Why the need for all these crowns? Who is holding you back from giving the Torah as is? And Hashem said, Adam echad yesh. There's a man who will be born after many generations, and his name is Akiva. And he will derive mounds upon mounds of halachas from every tiny thorn of these crowns. Moshe then asked Hashem, Rabbeinu Shalom, Yesh lach Adam kazeh? You have such a great person like this, Akiva? Va'ata noisin Torah al yadi? Why did you choose me to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Let this Akiva be mekabel the Torah at Sinai. And Hashem told Moshe, Shisoik, quiet. Kach ala b'machshava. This is what I want to do. I will not reveal to you how I choose my leaders. We see from here that Hashem has a cheshbon, how He selects His leaders. It's not about their background, their charisma, or their popularity. It's about one thing. Can there be His shaliach to carry out His plan in the world? The next few days or weeks may very well change the course of history in the Middle East, and possibly the entire world. And for reasons we cannot fully comprehend, Hashem chose President Trump to be His messenger at this moment. Why was Trump miraculously saved from assassination attempt? Because Hashem still has a mission for him. He was chosen not by voters or parties, by the one who runs the world, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yes, President Trump may have a major decision to make. Probably the greatest decision of his life. But let's be clear. It's not really his decision. Leiv Malachim V'Sarim B'Yad Hashem. The world thinks Trump makes the decisions, but he's just a vessel. The real power sits with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as we watch world events unfold, we have to remember, HaMamlich Malachim V'Loi Hamlucha. Hashem appoints leaders, but he alone rules the world. And soon, may we all recognize the one true king with the coming of Mashiach. B'mheiru b'yimeinu, amen. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.